Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Well, good afternoon, fellow foodies. You have arrived at the most delicious hour on radio, as you do each and every Saturday at 4 o'clock, right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. And it's Matt Russell broadcasting live from one of our favorite restaurants. We're headed up to the foothills today for a gorgeous Saturday afternoon, and happy hour has begun in full force. We are coming to you live from the Abbey, and we all know that's on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. We have all kinds of great happy hour specials going on right here. We got $2 Miller High Life cans, $2 Modelo Especial cans, $4 draft beer, $5 house wine and Wells, and $5 house infused cocktails, complemented by a great happy hour menu put together by executive chef Ginny Wooters herself. We got sweet corn hush puppies, crispy house-made fries, mussels and fries, something called baked brie Wellington, which is off the hook, fellow foodies. This is a great time, so get on over to the Abbey on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. We are broadcasting deep in the heart of happy hour. We are having a little fun this Saturday because we've got our kind of our network of celebrity co-hosts that we visit with from time to time, and there's a gentleman in this community that probably does more international traveling than anyone that I've ever met in Tucson. He's the director of account service for Russell Public Communications and also the honorary consul for the Republic of Macedonia. Mr. Consul Jason Miko is in the house.
Dobar den, Matt. Kako ste?
Yes, with cheese, please.
Absolutely. So, good afternoon, Matt. How are you? Thanks for having me on today. It's great.
I know you recently returned from Macedonia, and last time we had you on the show, I think we were broadcasting from Gentle Ben's.
That's right.
And we had a chance to do a little tasting of some great craft beer, and I look at you, Jason Miko, as one of the craft beer one of the oracles of wisdom in the craft beer community. I've learned a lot from you and sort of traveling with you around the beer scene.
You are too kind.
But we certainly know our way around about IPA. And they certainly have some great IPAs here. But in a few minutes, we're actually going to be doing a little tasting of some spirits that you actually brought back from your trip to Macedonia.
I did indeed. We're going to try Jolta Rakia, and we're going to try Mastika. And I'll explain those in a couple of minutes.
Oh, that's great. Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover in this packed hour. Just a glorious place to be for foodies across southern Arizona. There's a couple of events that are coming up, Jason, that I want to make sure that all of our listeners know about. Our good friends, Todd and Kelly Bostock, from Dos Cabezas Wine Works down there in Sonoyta.
You bet.
They actually are having I think one of the most unique events coming up October 27th and 28th. They have this event called Cosecha. Am I saying that right?
Absolutely.
Okay, Cosecha, which is again October the 27th and 28th at the winery.
But Cosecha means?
It means harvest.
Very good.
It actually means harvest.
Absolutely.
And those wine fanatics around town know that we are deep in the heart of harvest here in the fall. So they're going to be celebrating the fruit that they harvested from their two southern Arizona vineyards beginning in early August and continuing through the middle of October. So you're going to be able to taste some world-class wines that are harvested from the grapes right here in southern Arizona. We're going to ask our listeners to get tickets in advance for a scheduled barrel tasting and tour either day. You're going to be able to sample some of these new releases, as well as some that even haven't even been released yet. And it's going to, where there's going to have food from Cafe Baratine is going to be there, live music, a wine tasting. You get to keep your own wine glass. All this for only $50.
Absolutely. What a deal.
So that's amazing. Go down to Sonoyta. It's a lovely drive. We want to just remind our listeners that Arizona wine is no longer an oxymoron. What Todd and Kelly Bostock have done at Dos Cabezas Wine Works down there in Sonoyta is extraordinary. They can get all their information at doscabezaswineworks.com.
Absolutely.
Great event. When was the last time you were down there in Sonoyta, Jason?
I was down there a couple of weeks ago. So
did
a little hike around there with some family members and then stopped by Dos Cabezas, had a little lunch and a little wine tasting.
I love it.
Fantastic.
I love it. Yeah, and it's going to be the gorgeous weather. Everything's going to be perfect for that time.
It'll be beautiful.
We also want to say hello to all of our tequila enthusiasts that are in our listening audience. A big event is coming up for you on October the 26th. It's the annual World Margarita Championship, and 15 of Southern Arizona's best mixologists are going to be going head-to-head, battling it out for the title of the world's best margarita. They're going to be doing that in the courtyard of the Tucson Museum of Art, again, on Friday, the 26th of October. and they're going to have a world-class panel of judges, and there's going to be a People's Choice Award and a Judge's Choice Award, and people that come out to that event are going to have the chance to walk around and taste every one of the 15 margaritas.
Gosh, that's too much.
Sounds like that's not a typical Jason Miko Friday night?
No. Heavens no. I think my parents are listening.
So, anyway, yeah, you probably haven't had an alcoholic beverage in months.
Indeed.
So, Judge's Choice Award, People's Choice Award, all at the annual World Margarita Championship on October the 26th. Tickets can be purchased at TucsonCulinaryFestival.com. In fact, let's do something crazy. Let's do something fun. I'm feeling charitable. Why don't we give two tickets away right here, right now?
Let's do it.
To a listener who wants to call in and win two tickets to the World Margarita Championship. We're going to take the third caller at 880-KNST, 880-5678. The third caller is going to win two tickets to the World Margarita Championship on October the 26th. Well, Jason, I can't take it anymore. I see that you've brought all kinds of goodies for us to try, but you actually go back to Macedonia on a regular basis because now you have been honored with this designation of honorary consul for the Republic of Macedonia here in Arizona. Exactly what does that mean?
What that means, there's six honorary consuls in the United States that have been appointed by the government of Macedonia and accredited by the State Department. We are not official diplomats, of course, but we are representing the government of Macedonia, the people of Macedonia, the country of Macedonia in our designated area. So I am the designated honorary consul for the state of Arizona. So we represent Macedonia on a cultural level. We can do some political stuff, some economic stuff if that's available, and just kind of interact. One thing that's special about Arizona and Macedonia is that Tempe is sister cities with Skopje. Hmm. Skopje is the capital of Macedonia. Hmm. And they have been sister cities since 1971.
Wow.
So it's actually the longest relationship that Tempe has had with a sister city. So for instance, a couple of weeks ago, I went up and met with Mayor Mitchell up there, brought him greetings from Mayor Kotze Trajanovski of Skopje. And then when I was in Macedonia the other week, I brought him greetings from Mayor Mitchell. And we'll have those exchanges going on. There's student exchanges going on, but we'll try and do some other cultural exchanges, look for some business opportunities between the two countries.
Wonderful.
And see what we can do there.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I know you spent actually 7 years of your life living and working over in Macedonia. What is it about the culture over there, the people, the atmosphere over there that has sort of instilled this great passion among you and your fellow Macedonian enthusiasts?
That's a great question, Matt. I went over there on a three-month stint. I took a leave of absence from the public relations firm that I was working for in Washington, and we had clients in the Balkans, and went over there on a three-month stint, temporary type thing, and for Mercy Corps, a humanitarian group based out of Portland, Oregon. And I thought, I'll just do this for a little adventure, a little fun, and then come back to Washington and continue with my life. Funny thing happened on the way to that little adventure. I grew to like the place. And so I quit my job in Washington, and I said, you know what, I'll do this, but just for 1 year, and then I'll come back. Well, 1 year turned into 7 years.
Wow.
And Macedonia, the people over there, some of them are like just like family.
Sure.
Special shout-out to Alex and Zlata and Leon and Luca.
Are they listening right now?
Absolutely, they sure are. So I don't know about Leon and Luca because they're children, so they might be in bed. They should be in bed, Alex. They should be in bed now. But I tell you, the culture, they're warm, they're friendly, they're hospitable. And that's what draws me to the Macedonian people. I once wrote a little article just for the fun that was called Hospitality Will Kill You, because you can walk into any Macedonian household, whether you know the people or not, and all of a sudden everything will start coming out. First will come the drinks, and then will come the salads and the cheeses and then the main meal.
Mm.
And 3 hours later, you're best of friends.
I love it. Well, this is a food show, and the Macedonia located over there sort of in the Balkan part of the world. So are we thinking about sort of the general cuisine of Macedonia, likening to, Mediterranean cuisine? Talk to us about sort of the typical Macedonian dish or the culinary approach for an evening out with friends.
Yeah, definitely. And it is Mediterranean. Macedonia is a landlocked country. We should tell our listeners, it's about 2 million people, part of the former Yugoslavia. It became independent in 1991. But it's mountainous, and it's got a lot of agricultural areas. It was once the breadbasket for Yugoslavia at the time. So there's just all kinds of fresh food, fresh salads, fresh meat. The biggest meat over there is pork, so I you probably don't like that, do you, Matt?
No, not at all.
I didn't think so.
I'm a vegan, Jason.
Oh, okay. Well, gosh, I'm going to take off these headphones and walk out. But I remember, when I first got there, one of the great things, because I arrived in the summer of 96, and one of the things that I really enjoyed, I'd get up and go for my jog early in the morning, and by the time I got back, I would go to the little store across the street from my flat, and the bread would be fresh.
Mm.
It would still be warm.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was just an absolutely fantastic experience. So, so talking about some of the food, you know, some of the first things you're going to start off with when you sit down and enjoy a meal is you're going to have a salad. And you're probably going to have one of two salads. You're going to have a shopska salad, or you're going to have a tarator. Shopska is diced cucumbers, diced tomatoes, onions, with olive oil, and then just heaped with sheep's cheese, shredded.
Oh, yes,
over
please.
It.
Yes. Yes, please.
Just a little salt, a little pepper, maybe some parsley in there. Tarator is, now I'm allergic to tomatoes, believe it or not, so I can't eat that. But that's okay. I've got a backup salad. It's tarator salad. Tarator is diced cucumbers mixed with half yogurt and half sour cream, a little olive oil. You can put some dill in there,
gorgeous,
some garlic,
gorgeous,
and maybe some crushed walnuts and things like that. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, you know, you're talking about all the great food, and people are starting to walk in the door. They're listening to their radio, and they're wondering, how are they going to get tartar here at the
well,
Abbey?
We're going to have that conversation with Brian a little bit later, I think. So
we got about a minute or so before we go to a commercial, but we definitely want to wet our whistles a little bit with something that you brought back from Macedonia for us to try. Talk to us a little bit about what you're pouring.
I am pouring a Zsolta Rakia, and this is the one of the several national drinks of Macedonia, besides wine. They've been making wine for 4,000 years. I've been drinking it for 17 of those 4,000 years.
I think I've actually had 4,000 bottles of wine. Yeah, what a coincidence.
I'll be darned. Amazing. So this is rakia. This is kind of like their fire water, their whiskey. It's made from grapes. And it just goes down well with anything.
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Nice. It's about 40%.
I mean, it's almost a little oak backbone. I'm thinking it, liking it to a reposado, almost like a tequila flavors. Boy, that's rakia from Macedonia.
Absolutely.
Right here at the Abbey.
This one is from Tikvash. There's a number of producers, but Tikvash is one of the largest. They also make a lot of wine.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to be continuing our culinary pursuits of all things Macedonian, including trying another spirit that Jason has brought with him. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Abbey on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of Happy Hour at our favorite foothills destination for all the goodness that you can imagine. We're on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cold at the Abbey, where Happy Hour is in full force. We talked about all the great food and drink specials that are going on. Brian Metzger in his charity is saying, come on out here and join the party, and you're actually going to be able to taste a sample of this new burger that just landed itself on the new fall menu, something called the Monk Burger, and we're going to be sinking our teeth into that Monk Burger. Anytime. Anyway, we're at the Abbey on the southeast corner, Sunrise and Cold, kicking it into high gear for Happy Hour with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, Jason Nico.
Thanks, Matt. I gotta say this. From Tucson, Arizona to Skopje, Macedonia, it's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Russell.
Oh, that's great. I feel like I'm on Saturday Night Live.
Wow, yeah. I love it.
So the rakia is great. We're going to be bringing Brian Metzger on in a minute, but I can't resist another spirit that is simply... you can't find this in the United States, which is why we seem to be sort of salivating here. But we try the rakia, which is this lovely oaky, almost like a reposado kind of a tequila, which I absolutely love. I'll take a double of that. But talk about this.
This is mastika. This is the other kind of national drink. Now, this is also a great base, but flavored with anise. So it's
right on the
very,
nose.
Very similar to ouzo, but of course superior to what our Greek friends produce.
I would say so.
And this is my this is my drink of choice. It goes well with tarator salad.
With a salad and even a way to end the night, I would even suggest that this could complement a nice cigar at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. Anyway, thank you so much for bringing the flavors of Macedonia right here to the Abbey. And speaking about Abbey and flavor. It's all about the segue. Brian Metzger is here.
Hey, thank you. That was a great segue.
How's it going, brother?
Oh, man, it's a great day. I mean, you know, we're sitting here. All the doors are open. We're finally found fall. Nice breeze going on. The mountains in front of us. I'm drinking some cool liquor. I don't know how else this gets better.
How could things go wrong?
You
know, everything is perfect here. And I think that's kind of the word that seems to weave itself through everything you do at the Abbey and at Jack's Kitchen. All you have to do is go on Yelp and read the stunning reviews. Everybody that walks into the door has wonderful things to say about the setting and the service And even Roger Hathorn and Wendy and the family have walked in because they knew the Abbey was open for happy hour. I mean, what is it about this place that has people just jumping up and down?
You know, I think what we try and do, we've done this from the beginning, is try and not take ourselves too seriously, but give you a place to go to and make it whatever you want to be. If you want to walk in and have a four-course dinner with a tie on and have a big bottle of wine and cocktails and then have a spirit afterwards, great. If you want to come in and have a beer at the bar with a burger and great. If you want to come in and have iced tea and chat up our bartender, awesome. So for us, it's just about how can we make it to where you can come here all the time, have a great time, be consistent in what we do, and have fun.
And sitting here, and we're having fun with the majestic backdrop of the Santa Catalina Mountains. I mean, it's like you couldn't get a better view if you pulled your sofa up in, you know, into Sabino Canyon and looked at the mountains. I mean, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, that was sort of the idea. I mean, honestly, I can't tell you I found this spot. I have good friends of mine who found the location. Once they said, you know, what about the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb? I said, oh, man, that sounds awesome.
And, bingo.
And we built the restaurant to have the view as the most focal point.
I love it.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking with Brian Metzger in the entire second half of the show and find out what's going on, you know, in the kitchen, and find out about this new fall menu that people are raving about, and sampling a couple of goodies. But we want to take the next few minutes and talk about an event that's coming up here on Monday, October the 22nd. I'm going to be there. All of my friends and colleagues are going to be there. And it's a way to truly come out and support a family in need. And, Brian, I just want to have you, you know, give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about your brother, Jay.
You know, I've got this incredible twin brother. We're both 34 years old, go figure. And he lives on the East Coast. He has a beautiful wife, Kelly, and his one-year-old daughter, so he'll turn one on the 29th of this month, Zoe. And he fell ill just before Father's Day, this random crazy disease called Guillain-Barré, or that goes by GBS, and it left him paralyzed after having the first symptoms hit him, and a week later he was paralyzed. And so we've been following his recovery, pushing as hard as we can, visiting, talking to friends and neighbors. Jay's from Tucson, so he's a lot of friends around here, just trying to do all we can. And he's seen massive progress. He's going from 35 days paralyzed to taking the steps, literally, to get his life back in order. So what we've been trying to do on our end, my wife Michelle, our kids, Jack, Abby, and Gio, big shout-out to all of them.
Yay.
We really want Uncle Jay to get back on his feet. And the bills, the burden that's brought his wife and his family has been immense. So we're trying to give and ask friends and neighbors in the Tucson community to help.
You know, you look at a disorder, disease, you know, like Guillain-Barré. I mean, I didn't even know how to pronounce it, much less know anything about it. And I learned about it through you and talking with you and understanding the devastating impact that something like this has on a family with no notice, with few signs. I mean, it's something ain't right, and I have to get it checked out. And within days, you're beginning to get paralysis.
Right.
And if you think about what that does to a person and to the family, you know, rendering you unable to work, you know, the mounting bills, the medical bills, you can't imagine how much medical treatment costs to these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it really turns families upside down. It's just tragic.
I agree it is tragic, and I think the benefit here is it's brought our family, not that it wasn't close, but way closer. It's brought our extended family closer. Our friends are our family, and consequently, it's 4 years now I've been doing this in Tucson with Jack's Kitchen on an Oracle opening first. You know, Tucson is our family, and the support from our community, from our friends, from our family in Tucson has been outstanding.
Yeah, and I tell you what, and what's happening on Monday, October the 22nd, is a manifestation of that response, of that family attitude that people have when they think about the Metzgers, and they get to meet the Metzgers, and they hang with the Metzgers, and they've responded to a call, and you've issued a call to this community for something that I think is hugely important. Talk about what you have up your sleeve for October 22nd.
So I'd say first and foremost, I'll go through all this, but you can go to either website, either jackskitchen.com, and that's Jack's on the next, or theabbeytucson.com and kind of get more information as well. But what we decided to do was reach out and ask for help. And we've asked our staff, our friends on our staff who've been with us for a long time, to donate their time, and they've been willing to do that. We've asked our friends in the food business to donate food for us. They've done that for us as well. And then we're having what I think is going to be a fantastic event on Monday. That's this coming Monday at either Jack's Kitchen or the Abbey. 6:30 p.m. we're going to have a hosted cocktail party where it'll be just a fun mingling event where we can kind of walk around and see who's here and have some wine. And I have a special Jaybird cocktail that we've made, which is sort of my best way to, you know, make something after him. It's going to be this great whiskey that's infused with cranberry. We're making an old-fashioned. So moonshine-soaked cherries and an orange simple syrup and make it very Jay, and I think if he were here, that's what he'd be drinking.
Okay, you use the word moonshine, cherry, and whiskey in the same sentence. And my God bless the Metzger family.
It's the Jaybird.
So, absolutely beautiful.
You know, that is the first start, and then we walk into a three-course dinner. We'll have wine flowing and just want to have a nice moment to kind of toast Jay. I have a little video I've made for him, and we'll have a chance to speak. I'll have Michelle down, and the kids will be here as well. And we'll be at Jack's Kitchen, then come down to the Abbey, and just sort of thank everyone that's here, show them who Jay is, where he's come from, where he's headed to, and just mostly it's a very humbling experience, but to ask for help and get it at the level we've received it is pretty incredible.
It's overwhelming. Looking at your Facebook page and reading the information on the website, and I want to make sure our listeners understand the magnitude of what's happening. So you have food donated by U.S. Foods.
Yes.
Okay, so everything is basically donated that night. Your kitchen staff, your front of the house, the back of the house, you know, some of whom are young and, you know, they're in college. They're donating their time. And that means that 100% of what you bring in that night at both Jack's Kitchen and at the Abbey, 100% of that money is going directly to Jay and his family.
That's correct. You know, we're asking for $150 per person, which in effect we're looking to transfer to Jay and his wife Kelly and their daughter Zoe to help them not only with bills that have happened, but I mean he'll be out of work. He's been out of work now 4 months. We're easily expecting another 5 months of out of work, and you know that's tough. And so the staff and their commitment, some of them know Jay, some of them don't. The ones that know Jay jumped at it right away. The other ones realized what was happening and said, I'm in on you. I'm in to do this. I've had the outpour from our guests, and they've written me and said, can I come and wash dishes that night? Can
wow.
I come and be a busser? Can I come help prep food just to help throw in the best that they could do and help? So the chance to be able to give all that to them, it's sort of my one thing. You know, you don't hear me out there asking for this ever.
That's true.
And you probably won't hear me asking for it again. This is my – all my chips are on the table. This is the most important thing to me and my family. And we just are so grateful for those that are coming out to support. And not only that, you know, people have not been able to come to dinner, and they've said, how can I help? And he's got a great website called muchloveforthemetzgers.com.
Beautiful.
You can go check out the story there. And like I said, it's not money. You know, it's just the thoughts and the and it's people caring. And he has said from the very beginning that he can feel that. He can feel the love across the country, and that's really helped propel him into the success he's had to get better.
Absolutely beautiful. And you think about $150. You know, we've all been to all the charity events in town, and $150 is you know, you're going to pay for a lot of things, and ultimately the charity is going to see a little bit of that.
Right.
When you come into Jack's Kitchen on Monday night, or you come into the Abbey on Monday night, and you actually have this great culinary experience, a great Jaybird cocktail, some wonderful wine, and know that the $150 that you're spending, that's an electric bill. The $150, that's an offset for a mortgage payment. That is real money from real hearts to help a real family in need. So my heart is open, and I am just overwhelmed by this attitude of service that you have. But then again, it's not surprising because it's coming from the Metzger family.
Thank you. You know, everyone wants to tell me how, you know, happy they are for me. And Jay keeps thanking me, and I just said, look, you can't stop thanking me. You know, this is what I'm made to do. This is what we do, and it's just incredible. That's why we're a small business in Tucson. That's why we chose to come here to open our restaurants. That's why we stay here and help support Tucson. And now coming back this way is unbelievable.
That's great. So let's recap. Monday, yeah. October the 22nd, 6:30, cocktail party at both Jack's Kitchen and the Abbey. And I understand that, you know, tickets are going, right? You're really selling these events out. Jack's still has a few seats remaining, I believe.
You know, actually,
you
I would
me.
Say Jack's Kitchen's kind of there. You know, I think they were actually happily sold out at Jack's. So
okay.
I would encourage your listeners, you can go online, check this out. But, you know, we do have some room at the Abbey. It's a little bigger. We would love to see you down here. And if you have that time to come by and have a little dinner, we're going to show you a great time at dinner and also with a great room of people. And like you said, every dollar goes to Jay and his family.
And you and your family are going to – are you going to start at Jack's and make your sort of presentation, greet your guests, show the video, hop in the car, drive down to the Abbey, do the whole thing over again?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a school night, so we're going to have the kids on a little field trip. So we got to make sure we go quickly. But, yeah, it'll be a Jack's Kitchen start, an Abbey to finish and, you know, we're just super excited to see what I think has been months of build up for this and have it go off without a hitch and have the community support us. And it's, again, I'm kind of at a loss for words,
great.
But we're so excited for Monday at either Jack's Kitchen or the Abbey at 6:30 to help a great cause, help Jay Metzger and his family and help us celebrate that evening.
Great. You want to hit us with a couple of phone numbers for
yeah,
people to call?
Please do. Jack's Kitchen, again, the corner of Ina and Oracle, is 520-219-1235. The Abbey is at the southeast corner of Kolb and Sunrise, phone number 520-299-3132.
Great. And you can get tickets, you know, tonight. You can call, reserve a space. I'll be here. Nancy will be here. We'll have the whole crowd here just celebrating this man named Jay Metzger. If he's anything like his twin brother, and I can't even tell the difference. I see this picture of you two. I was like, wait a minute, how is that possible? Anyway, it's our heart goes out to you and your family, and thank you for everything that you do.
It's my pleasure, believe me.
So we're broadcasting live here for the full hour at the Abbey on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. We are deep in the heart of happy hour, and Brian is just rolling out these great Monk burgers. We're going to be talking about those in the second part of the show, but this two patties, and there's some arugula and some Port Salut cheese and some, I see some Cabernet braised onions on a soft bun. You can tell I've had this once or twice because I'm not even looking at the menu. But anyway, the Monk Burger is going to be handed out here, samples of it for you and Happy Hour. Happy Hour is from 4 to 6 o'clock today, and they're going to turn around and do it again from 8 o'clock until close tonight. So come on out here, get a sense of all the action here, meet all the friends that are coming out for this party here at the Abbey. We're going to be here all night. So anyway, this is Matt Russell and our celebrity co-host Jason Miko broadcasting live from the Abbey. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790. And now 97.1 FM. We're going to take a quick Fox News break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, it's all about the kitchen. What's going on back there? Stay tuned.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Abbey on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. We are broadcasting deep in the heart of happy hour, as we do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on KNST, here with my celebrity co-host Jason Miko, just making all kinds of friends now. They're hovering around the Mastika. They're hovering around the Arakia.
They are, and they're commenting on it, and they love it, and they want to know where they can get more.
Okay, well, they're going to have to buy a business class ticket from here to Skopje, Macedonia.
For me.
For you.
One for them.
You would have to chaperone. Anyway, thanks again for bringing the goodness all the way across from across the world. And we're here once again for the rest of the show with Brian Metzger telling a great story about his twin brother Jay, who was touched with this thing called Guillain-Barré syndrome, an amazing event that's happening right here in Tucson on October the 22nd at 6:30 at both Jack's Kitchen and the Abbey. A wonderful cocktail party, an incredible three-course meal, some exceptional wines, all donated by Brian's friends of the Metzgers, and for only $150 a ticket, you can come in here and feast like you've never feasted before, and do that while helping Jay Metzger, who's Brian's twin brother, who is touched with this horrible disorder. Thankfully, as Brian said, showing signs of recovery, and that is something to celebrate, my brother.
It's one of those things, you know, when you see him, the small changes that come along, and I've been out there twice now to check it out, and It's like, you know, my expectation is nothing. And to see him get up out of this bed and onto a wheelchair and start walking himself around when the last time I saw him, he could barely move his arm is
amazing.
Stunning.
You know, when you say when you see him, well, we can't see him, but there's a little bird singing in my ear, a jaybird perhaps, that says that we might be able to hear him. I don't know if this is actually happening, but Jay Metzger, are you with us right now? I don't hear Jay. Now, I thought Jay was actually calling in. So we don't hear Jay. But suffice it to say that Jay probably hears us.
He's with us in spirit.
He's with us in spirit.
I'll say hello to my mom and my aunts who are out there with him right now in Providence, taking good care of him as well.
Okay, great. Well, Jay, this is all for you, buddy. I very much look forward to being a small part of this amazing event that Brian and Michelle and the kids have put together, and we are going to rock it for you. We love you. We love your family. And there, do I hear him now? Jay, are you with us? No, didn't hear him. Okay. But anyway, we're going to have an amazing event on October the 22nd. So Jay can hear us. We can't hear him, but we're going to make it an amazing night, and we're going to be sending a whole lot of love to Rhode Island.
It kind of reminds me of we just got married, Michelle and I, in Las Vegas, and he couldn't come out, obviously, so we Skyped him in, and I thought, man, what a cool thing this is that here I have an iPad. My brother's talking to me through and watching what's going on. It's unbelievable.
I love it. Well, October 22nd is going to be an amazing night. I think the phone here is ringing. People are actually buying tickets here as we speak. So anyway, Jay Metzger, are you here?
Caller.
Jay, hello? You there? Hey.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Okay. There's a technical difficulty back at the station, Jay. If you can hear us, our apologies. But we are going to make this Monday an exceptional evening for you and your family. Anyway, so we're here at the Abbey. It's a fall menu here. Ginny Wooters, in her wisdom, has put together an amazing fall menu here. I love what you guys do at the Abbey and at Jack's Kitchen, because you don't just get, you know, this one menu that seems to work and it just sort of stays and it grows stagnant. And, you know, there's a lot of restaurants that kind of do that for whatever reason. But you like to bring things really fresh and have this attitude with the changing of the seasons. And you guys have actually rolled out a new fall menu here at the Abbey. Talk to us about your thoughts as you bring in the flavors of the season.
You know, we try and always challenge ourselves. We want to not get stale and keep up with what's happening, what's trending, what's in season, what's fresh, what's local when we can get it. So that's really our impetus for changing a menu. Sometimes guests don't like it because we take a favorite menu item off, but we're pretty good about bringing it back around again. And the menu's written in a great way that we have opportunities in different spots to change nightly. So we have a fish that changes and kind of a little vague on our menu, a salad that's kind of vague that we can kind of create what we want to. So the menu's written so it's kind of morphing throughout the season on our own without a massive change. But this one, we sat back and we said, how can we possibly make this the best menu the Abbey's seen, make it a healthier menu than we've had in the past, find local ingredients and really kind of push the envelope. So that's how we started. Then we see things in the menu like our new burger. And it's just a burger, but it kind of
wait a minute.
Does,
no, wait a minute. Jason's sitting here just shaking his head, you know, aggressively. You know, see, he just throws these out, Jason.
Sorry.
And he moves on. This is just a burger. Kind of,
I don't know. It's meat in a bun. I mean, you know, that's how it starts.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about this burger.
Well, so we had our first burger at the Abbey was two patties that we cooked on a griddle. And we wanted to kind of bring back thoughts of sort of a Big Mac-y kind of thing with that thin patties. And what we did this time was we said, okay, what can we do to make this the best burger we've seen so far? And so we started with the bun. It's this really nice, soft, whole wheat bun.
Beautiful.
Crushed wheat on the inside. It's just got a ton of flavor to it. Went back to the two patties, and then we thought, what makes this the best way we can? We found a cheese that we love called Port Salut. It's cow's milk, super creamy like a fontina.
Exactly.
Melts like you wouldn't believe. And that was the kind of focal point of the burger. And then being a French-style cheese, we looked at how could we make this more, we call it the monk burger, more kind of monkey. And so it was the Cabernet braised onions and the arugula, and it kind of brings it back to these great flavors. And it sort of is a fun, it eats great, and I think it's a home run. What do you think?
Well, you got to keep talking,
bro. I left you.
This is a live show.
You know, I think it fights for one of the best burgers in Tucson, and that's kind of the idea. If we're going to do something here, we want to do the best we possibly can.
I think you've nailed it. It's this wonderful symphony of flavors that have all coming together in this unique thing. So the creaminess of that Port Salut, the pepperiness of that arugula, and just that full flavor of those braised onions, and you're not crunching into a burger. I mean, it's this pillow. This is like wrapped in a big pillow.
Yeah.
This bun. This is a great burger.
My goodness.
We got Jason to speak about the burger.
Wow. I like it.
This is beautiful.
I hope we're taping that. I want to replay that later on. So it starts with a burger, you know, and then what do we do? Well, we want to put pot roast on the menu. You know, pot roast fits in our wheelhouse really well. And so we got this great cut of beef, and we braise beef really well around here at both restaurants. And we called it Nana's Pot Roast, which is hysterical because my mom is Nana to the kids. But I called her and said, Mom, you'll see Nana's Pot Roast on the menu, but nothing personal. We both know you didn't cook when we were kids. So this is my grandma, my Nana. And then we took the old flavors of carrots and potatoes, but we used roast baby carrots. We used roast Yukon potatoes. And the kind of kicker, it's sitting in this, like, blanket of a black truffle pan gravy, which sort of takes it.
Just a,
Just a gravy, right, Brian?
Just a gravy, Matt.
Just a black truffle gravy, for crying out loud.
We just started thinking, how can we make this thing the best pot roast ever? That's how it goes hand in hand. Beautiful. And then on top, these little microgreens with truffle to kind of enhance that flavor as well.
Okay, so I made the first mistake, and that was to actually pick up a knife.
Uh-huh.
You don't need a knife.
If you need a knife, we're in deep trouble.
Oh, my so gosh. This no, just falls right off.
Yeah. Absolutely wow. Falls right off. So this is and how slow, how much time are you giving this
You know,
there.
We do a quick little rub to it, let it kind of chill out, and it's about 6 hours cooking, and then it kind of sits overnight in its happy sauce, and then we kind of reheat it as we go. And it's
happy sauce.
Happy sauce.
That's beautiful.
Trademark.
Yeah. Put the little Wright's Reserve next
and
to it.
And you say you're doing a little truffle drizzle right over the top?
Yeah, a little truffle oil on those greens to kind of enhance that flavor, and we kind of think the whole thing is a up version of what you grew up with. What I grew up with, my grandma made great pot roast, but I think this is a little better.
You know what I love about this dish specifically is it's part of the story. And so when you come into Jack's Kitchen, you come into the Abbey, you become part of this story that you are telling from the moment someone walks in to the moment they leave, and it is beautifully manifest on the plate. And it automatically brings us back to that time when you're thinking about your grandmother and you're thinking about that staple comfort food that you celebrate. But you say, let's bring sort of this, you know, Ginny Wooters, Brian Metzger twist to it, and you're throwing in this black truffle on something that we all grew up with this pot roast. This is an amazing dish. We absolutely love it.
Thank you very much. We're pretty proud of it, and so far people have liked it. I think it's perfect timing now that the weather's finally a touch cooler, although today was a little warm. And next week would be great. As we go into the fall, this is going to do really, really well for us. We're really happy about it.
Beautiful.
Probably the last one I'd talk about is we took a dish in our – we always had pasta here. At first it was gnocchi, then homemade pasta. I feel like – either it's homemade pasta or you probably shouldn't have it on your menu, in my opinion. So we have one pasta dish at each restaurant. We make both pastas in the house. A wonderful man named Luis makes it up at Jack's for us. So down here we thought, let's do a little spaghetti meatballs. But again, in our own way. So we took our sous chef's version of meatloaf, made this really tender, light, fluffy meatball. And then rather than just using plain spaghetti, we make our own spaghetti, but we infuse it with spinach. So it's got a spinach spaghetti. And then we make our own ricotta cheese, and it's got a red sauce that we make. And it just kind of takes spaghetti and meatballs just one step, we hope, better.
That's beautiful. The goal. First time I had that, about 2 weeks ago, my wife and I had the spaghetti and meatballs. And the first thing that came to mind, and she's actually standing right here, my lovely wife,
Nancy.
I think
she wants a bite.
She's you know, just hovering over the pot roast, just like I hover over her meals in the kitchen as well. But anyway, good save, right?
So, very good, great save.
But yeah, absolutely gorgeous. That spaghetti and meatballs, the first thing I thought about is it challenges every assumption you've ever had about spaghetti and meatballs. I mean, yes, there's spaghetti, yes, there's meatballs, but it almost seems like a misnomer to call it spaghetti and meatballs because it's this wonderfully alive dish.
Thank you. I mean, that was sort of the idea. You know, what can we do that's comfortable for everyone to think about? That's what the Abbey is, this neighborhood comfort food. Next to Ventana, we've got great neighbors around us. We've got families around us. So we didn't want to do anything out of the box. We want to show them how good something can be, keeping it kind of simple.
Beautiful.
Doing our own little twist on it.
I'm interested to know from our honorary consul of the Republic of Macedonia how well the black truffle gravy on this pot roast is matching with this gorgeous now, this is the rakia, correct?
This is the rakia.
This is the rakia. I'm going to hasten to say that that this is actually a fairly
that's a good pairing.
A very nice pairing.
Nice. Yeah, I would go, and you know, you could do it with it, or have this before or after, and then I would go with a nice red wine.
Yes.
So Vranitz, which is a part of the Macedonian range of wines, which is a dark red wine, very much like a California Barbera,
Nice, yeah.
Put it next to
Macedonian wines.
Absolutely.
Let's get those over to the United States.
Actually, they're on the East Coast. I'm trying to bring them out here. That's
great.
The next thing.
Great. Well, I know one restaurant that might celebrate that. And what a great segue that is, because I want to talk about what's going on behind the bar. You've got a great wine list. It's always been one of my favorites in town because it's so eclectic. I mean, there's some wines on there that you sort of would expect to see, but most of the wines there that you've packaged together for this list are wines that you are probably not going to see anywhere else.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the idea at both Jack's and here. My mentor, Regan Jasper, was fantastic teaching me the rules and what to do and his take on a wine list. And I think it's a brilliant take in that you really don't want to have the wines that everyone else has. That's
right.
Too easy. You want to find the off labels, the second labels, the regions that are up and coming. So we've been trying to do that since the very beginning. So I think a great example of that also in doing things that not everyone has is when we started here with our tap wine program. And we were the second restaurant in town to have tap wine.
I was going to say first.
Yeah, Yeah, we got beat out by the Lodge in the Desert a few months before, but we're happily taking second on that
one. Sure.
And so rather than having tap wine that everyone had, we were able to work out deals with vendors and with producers to say, look, we want that. We want all of that, and if we're going to pour that, that's what we want to have, and we're the only ones that can do it. So that's been a fun thing for us. But from the Barbera we have, they got flown over from Piedmont, to the Cortese grape, also from Piedmont, kind of comes over on a ship in this big bladder. It's just a fun way to do it. And then we try and get exclusives. We try and show support to favorite wineries. We've got this fantastic Merlot right now, a 2006 vintage from Rubisseau Sargent, one of my favorite producers out of Napa. Again, small producer, Peter Rubisseau, great guy. We were able to find this 2006, which obviously has some age to it now, and bought it all and said, look, we're going to pour that at a great price. We want you to taste how fantastic this is.
And when you say great guy, let's be honest. I mean, there's a lot of restaurateurs that say, yeah, you know, we love this wine. You know, the winemaker's a great guy, but that they're based on what they're reading in Wine Enthusiast magazine. Part of that story, again, that we tell is when you say someone's a great guy, you know that person. So when you're thinking about a lovely wine from the Elite Winery, you know Ray Corson.
Yep.
You know the Peterson Winery. You know the Peterson family. You spent time with them in California. And when you bring a wine here to the Abbey and here to Jack's Kitchen, that wine is a testament to your actually spending time with them on their soil.
Really fun story, and I'll be quick, but we just had received an email from some regulars of ours at Jack's Kitchen, and they were taking a trip to Sonoma. They went in and had Ricky take care of them, and Ricky showed them one of our Fred Peterson wines you mentioned called Zero Manipulation and told the story of Fred. They were in Sonoma. They sought out Peterson Winery. They sent us an email and a picture that they were at the winery tasting with Jamie and Fred, holding up a cheers and said, just want to thank you, Ricky, for the support and let us know where we were. And that, to me, is so cool. You know, that's what we do to be different than maybe another restaurant in this town, another town. We try and have, we mentioned family early on, our guests are our family. They help support us. We help give them the experience they can have when they come out. And so it's about making that a personal connection to where Ricky or Justin or whomever it is can show you, this is who I am, and I'm not a computer program. This is who I am. This is what I like to do.
Exactly.
And if you like it too, this is going to be really cool.
I love it.
Yeah.
So wine is a big thing on Tuesday nights here at the Abbey. And let's kind of walk through the week, because you always have something great going on almost every day of the week. It all kind of starts off on Tuesday, and it's a big night. It's a big night for us wine folks.
You know, we've always done this, and I think it's something that we should do. Every restaurant should do this, I think. But we do half off wine every Tuesday all year long. So I know restaurants do it in the summer, and that's awesome. But we just figure, why not do it all year long? We want to give our guests the best experience, and every bottle of wine that we have is half off. And then Wednesday is a night that we sort of tried out in the beginning and thought maybe we'd go away from it, but our guests said, no, that's not going to happen. It's our fried chicken night, and I call her Ginny Colonel Sanders. Wooters makes this incredible fried chicken. People come in for it, and you can get on Wednesdays a fried chicken and any beer that we have for $20.
With biscuit and with greens, and it's a big plate.
It's a big plate.
Yeah.
We're not playing around. And then when we get back to Sunday, we were doing this over the summer. We did offer a second half-off wine night on Sunday, but you can come in here every Sunday now that event's over with and get prime rib every Sunday. So it's salt crusted, it's roasted in the oven, it has beautiful sides. We do a horseradish and sour cream sauce.
Gorgeous.
It's lights out.
I love when you talked about the fried chicken, because this is, let me tell you, my own personal experience about this being for real is I love following you guys on Facebook, and I want to encourage everybody to follow The Abbey Tucson on Facebook as well as Jack's Kitchen on Facebook. People are actually posting on the Abbey's Facebook wall, can I please reserve the chicken for Wednesday night?
Well, we sort of only made 12 in the beginning, and they'd go real fast. So we made 24 chicken portions, and that went really fast. And so now we're like, well, if you want it, let us know. We'll hold it for you.
Wow.
And we'll just kind of have that guy waiting for you when you come in. It's all yours.
That's great. So we want to give one of our listeners a chance to win a gift certificate. Now, we've got something incredible to offer you, friends. We've got two Sunday brunch seats at the Abbey, the greatest foot, you know, I would say brunch here in the foothills, every Sunday brunch at the Abbey. You've got two brunch tickets for the Abbey, as well as, now listen to this, we've got two tickets to The Party, which is this annual event down at the TCC to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. It's a great food, a cocktail, wine, entertainment event. The band Five for Fighting is playing. Tickets are normally $100. So we're going to be able to give away two tickets to The Party
and two brunch tickets for the Abbey for the first person that actually calls in with the answer to our trivia question of the week.
I thought, keeping it on brunch, why not ask the simple question of what month did we begin brunch at the Abbey?
What month did they begin brunch at the Abbey? Well, there's only 12 of them, so I got 12 callers right now. The number to call is 880-KNST, 880-5678. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of Happy Hour at the Abbey, of course, on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I've got black truffle gravy dripping down my chin, Brian Metzger.
You're welcome. That's my pleasure.
That's how it works. And Jason Miko is enjoying some lovely mastika and some rakia that he brought back from Macedonia, which pairs beautifully with the monk burger as well as with the nanas pot roast.
Absolutely. Odlično.
Exactly. I'll have two.
I agree with that.
Anyway, so the trivia question is on the table, and we've got a powerhouse gift card for someone that calls in with the right answer. Again, let me recap. We have two tickets to come to the Abbey's Sunday brunch, and we also have two tickets to the party, which is the annual event to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson at the TCC. Great food, great cocktails, great entertainment, and the band Five for Fighting is playing. Tickets are $100 a piece for those, but you're going to get two free tickets if you know the answer to the question. The question is, once again, Brian. The
question is, how many years? I'm sorry, that's not the question. The question is, what month did the Abbey begin our brunch?
What month did the Abbey start serving brunch? And we're going to go right to the board and say hi to Bob. Hey, Bob, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, Bob. Listen, I don't know if you've ever been to the Abbey for Sunday brunch before, but Brian Metzger so wants to treat you to your next one. What month did they start serving brunch here?
October.
October, he says.
That is darn close, Bob.
Darn close.
Real close, but I can't give it to you.
But not close enough. Anyway, Bob, thank you so much for calling, and thanks for listening. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win Sunday brunch at the Abbey and also two tickets to the party. And we're going to go to our next caller. I believe the caller's name is Pat. Pat, are you with us?
Yes.
And Pat, what say you? What month did they start serving brunch at the Abbey?
September.
Oh, Pat, I'm telling you, you are equally as close, maybe in the other direction, but,
man. All right, whoever is our next caller.
It's a heartbreaker.
Nice. Okay, so September is close, and October is close.
Really close.
And we're going to go to our next caller and say hi to Sue. Come on, Sue, I'm thinking that you got the answer.
Hi, I would say May.
Hey, we got to tune your radio on a little earlier to hear all the little clues, but what do you say, Brian?
I'm so happy you called in, and it's a little closer to this time of year that we actually opened almost a year ago now.
Okay, anyway, Sue, thank you so much for trying. Nonetheless, that opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. September is close. October is close. May's not.
Yes.
So whoever thinks they know the answer to the question, give us a call right now. What month did they start serving brunch at the Abbey? Again, 880-KNST, 880-5678. Our next caller is who, Casey? Oh, Sue. Oh, no, that's a coincidence.
I like it.
Sue, all right, what do you say? What's the answer?
I'm going to guess November.
November, she says.
Ding, 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 ding.
You got it, Sue. Oh, well done, my friend. Anyway, look, let me tell you, I want to make sure that you fully appreciate the magnitude of your impending good fortune. Another trivia question.
I love
that. That's true.
What movie is that from?
Right.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time. I was actually one of the auctioneers at this event last year. There's about 3,500 people that turn out for this event every year. You're going to have a great time at the party on October the 26th, and you're going to be able to choose a Sunday and come down here to experience this great brunch for yourself. When you do that, I want you to ask for Brian by name, and I want you to say, I'm the one that heard you on the radio.
I love it.
I definitely will do that. Thank you.
Great. Sue, don't go away. We're going to get all your information. We're going to get all that to you out of the mail. Thanks so much
Great.
For listening.
Thanks so much,
Sue.
So, November.
It's kind of cool. You know, it's one of those things. Right now, this time of year is always fun for us because weather's getting cooler, thank goodness. And then we get to celebrate the Abbey's birthday, which is the end of October. This year, we're actually looking at the 6th of November. We're going to partner with Yelp, one of our favorite businesses in Tucson, to have them come out with their elites, do a little kind of fun arts and craft Thanksgiving project out here, Yelp style.
Nice.
Great food and drink. You can go to either website and join our mailing list, and that's, again, Jack's Kitchen, JAXKitchen.com, or theabbeytucson.com. Join the mailing list. You'll get a chance to get a heads up what we're going to do here. And then, you know, November 15th really was our first brunch last year. We had some great fortune with brunch being a successful time for us. People have great food. And we actually won a silver medal this year in the Tucson Lifestyle voting from our guests and from Tucson's public. So it's one of those things that I think if you want to come and experience a fun, relaxed brunch where you can be yourself, see a great view, have great service, have a great Bloody Mary for $6 with the coolest garnish you've ever seen in your life, this is the place for you.
It's the epicenter of goodness in that Bloody Mary. Well, speaking of food, awards, and fun, let's give big kudos out to Jack's Kitchen, because the staff, not just the readers, the actual staff of the Tucson Weekly named Jack's Kitchen the most playful menu of 2012. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's a huge compliment.
Seriously.
It's just one of those things. It's 4 years now of Jack's Kitchen. We do modern comfort food there. So it's, again, a playful take on fun food that you know with fresh ingredients and seasonally prepared. So that's the basis of it. To see what Jenny can do, give her free reign to just create and be successful is awesome. To get some kind of accolade for it makes it even better. But I think it's great that, you know, the editors and all that picked it, and it's kind of, we hear from our guests a lot of times why they come back. The great service, the great food, and great atmosphere.
I love it. We got about another minute remaining. Why don't you remind all of our listeners exactly where both restaurants are and how they can find you online?
So, big day tomorrow. Please keep in mind Monday, either restaurant for the J Day. You can go to either restaurant at jackskitchen.com, that's Jack's with an X, or theabbeytucson.com, Jack's Kitchen, Ina and Oracle, The Abbey, Sunrise, and Kolb.
Great. Anyway, congratulations for everything you
Thanks,
do.
Guys. Yeah,
you're our, you know, one of our heroes here in this community, and let's bat it out of the park for Jay and his family in Rhode Island.
Can't thank you enough. You guys are incredible. Thank you, your listeners, also.
Love it. So when do I get to go to Macedonia, Jason Miko?
Hey, yeah, you're the boss. You tell me.
Oh, that's right. Well, you know, how about colleagues?
We're just kind of, yeah, hey.
Anyway,
hey.
So let's go to, for anybody that missed any part of this show whatsoever, if you want to learn all about Macedonian spirits or great food right here in the heart of Tucson, go to onthemenulive.com to listen to this show. You can listen to all of our previous shows. All of our shows are podcasts free on iTunes. Join us on Facebook, On The Menu Live, on Twitter, On The Menu Live. In the meantime, have a great weekend. This is Matt Russell broadcasting from the Abbey on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1. Cheers!